following program is sponsored by the National Prayer Chapel.
Welcome to Pilgrim's Progress. I'm Ray Greenlee.
And I'm Alexandra Greenlee from the National Prayer Chapel.
We're glad you're with us today. It's an offertory day, but we want to say thank you to Pastor Jim Kerwin. He covered us last week while we had time to just rest and pray and read the Word. Time away. It was a wonderful time. Lots of sunshine, lots of water. So thank you. Big thank you to Jim Kerwin. His webpage is finestofthewheat.com.
www.thenationalprayertoday.org. We invite you to go there and enjoy the many, many teaching blogs, videos. You're welcome to go. He is an awesome teacher of the Lord God.
Yes, and if you were blessed by last week's teaching with our brother Jim, which was what he calls Hermeneutics 1, he has at least three levels, feel free to reach out to him. He is available to come to your church for a special several days or a week. If you think this teaching would benefit your fellowship, please reach out to him.
Yes.
His website, again, is finestofthewheat.org.
Now, today is an offertory day, but before we go to that, the purpose of this broadcast is unapologetic and unvarnished. It is our purpose to call you to 100% consecration to Jesus Christ, to leave all known sin, to repent and be washed clean by the blood of Jesus. We want you to have, by the power of the blood of Jesus, a pure heart. This last week, I read through the book of 1 John every day, several times a day. And I am just absolutely astonished at the connection between walking with Jesus and walking with our brother and our sister in love and fellowship. It requires both. Now, our purpose is to call you into revival, into consecration, into absolute loyalty to Jesus Christ, to leave the world, the flesh, and the devil, and everything of it, to be washed and made whole. So we come today, and we're asking, would you be willing to participate with us in this great work that will result in revival in Washington, D.C. We know that because that's what the Spirit of God has spoken to us. We need your help now.
Yes, and the Christian journey begins with that washing. That is not by any means the end. And so our desire is for you to go on from there to receive this glorious blessing of the baptism of the Holy Spirit with power, and to take the time to study and to pray and to research and to seek God to know what is the best way for you to win souls. What is the best way for you to be a co-worker with God in revival? So we're not in any way encouraging or believing in such a thing as a passive Christianity. This is about joyful, full-hearted, loving obedience and service to Jesus, loving his people. And as we were sharing about 1 John, the connection is between purification from sin and loving your brother or sister. It's very clear that if you hate your brother, you are still in darkness and you do not have eternal life in you. While on the other hand, if you love your brother, there is nothing that can cause you to sin. So it's very interesting. We're not going to go super in-depth into that today, but I encourage you, if you haven't read 1 John in a while, go ahead and take a look at it.
Now, it's very clear in 1 John that our task is to call every person in our life circle to be consecrated utterly and completely to Jesus. To be effective at that, we must have the full baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're going to be sharing with you in the coming weeks stories, revival stories, that literally are showing contemporary examples of the book of Acts being walked out in today's world. Not in America. It's not happening here. But by God's grace, it's going to happen soon. So, my question, my invitation, will you joyously give today for the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what this work is. That's what this broadcast is. And one of the disadvantages is that we don't get to talk with you one-on-one, so we just talk to you on the radio like you're right here in our room. This is how we'd talk to you if you were here. We'd talk to you about Jesus. So would you call 877-534-0780, and would you give an offering to help further the work of the gospel? The amount we are still short is $1,570. Now, when you consider that the total goal is over $4,000, many of you have already given, and we are so grateful for you. Only the Holy Spirit can prompt you to give like many of you are giving. Thank you for being obedient to His call. You obviously care greatly about the work of the kingdom of God, even as we do. So would you call quickly? Now, I want to add something else. We would like to be available to pray for you on air. So today, if there's a deep concern in your heart, if you recognize you're still walking in sin, or if you have a financial issue, or if you have a health issue, we're here to pray for you today. So call 877-534-0780. Give Brother Kevin, who will answer the phone, your name, your first name only, and what the issue is you're asking for prayer for.
Yes, and please be specific in your prayer request. And perhaps you've been praying for a specific individual salvation. Perhaps you've been praying for power or for wisdom. But please, this is a time for you, and we're happy to pray with you. The number again is 877-534-0780. You can call that number to either make a pledge. You do not need to go on the air to make a pledge. Or if you would like us to pray for you, call that number.
And many of you who listen have never given one offering toward the work of the gospel. Shame on you. Come on. Step up and participate in what God is doing so you can rejoice as the revival breaks forth in this city. We know revival is coming first on the radio, and then it's going to break out in this city. Praise God for what He's prompting you to do now. Obey His call. Now, Alexandra, I'd like to begin today our prayer time praying for Brother Tom. And then I'd like to pray for Sister Leslie, both of which have asked us in letters to please pray for them. Good?
Wonderful.
Lord Jesus, I lift up before your throne our brother Tom. He has said he needs your guidance and our prayers. In every area of his life, he's been stricken with the loss, the death of his wife, the death of his brother. His business is not doing well, and he's praying about whether he should shut it down. Lord, I'm asking today, would you give supernatural revelation to Tom? Would you show him exactly what you want him to do? What you want him to do with his business? What you want him to do in every aspect of his life? And Lord, if there's any area where he is not in full consecration to you, if there's any area of sin in his life, would you reveal that in bold letters that he could repent quickly of that, that your blessing could flow in power in his life?
Heavenly Father, our brother Tom is at a place now where his life could be dramatically changed very quickly. And Father, I'm asking that you would answer his long heart cry for revival. And Lord, that you would establish him as a pillar in your church, as a soul winner, as someone who was wise and filled with love and with the Spirit of God, to minister effectively, to not only bring those around him to Jesus, to salvation, but to then make disciples of them so that they are complete and whole and entire Christians who aren't deficient in any area. And Father, I ask that Tom would be that kind of Christian too by your power now as we're praying. Lord, I'm asking that you would totally rebuild his life so that it is focused and empowered and fruitful for your kingdom. Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, we lift up Leslie today. She has asked us to pray for her safety, for favor at work, for your Holy Spirit power and presence. So, Lord, we thank you for this dear sister, and we ask, Lord, in your name, that you would protect and guard her and grant her favor as she walks faithfully before you, loving the work of your gospel. Lord, thank you for the encouraging letters she's written to us, for the kind of love she evidences at every turn. Would you put your arms around her today and guide her steps? And Lord, continue to increase your presence with her. And we will thank you and honor you. Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
And Father, I praise you for Leslie's tender heart and conscience and her love for you that just pours out. And Father, I ask that you would begin now to send every day men and women and children to Leslie, who you have prepared to hear and receive Jesus. Lord, that she would be a mother of many spiritual children. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, thank you. This is an offertory day. You're welcome to call and ask for prayer. We're happy to pray with you or for you. And it's also a time for offerings. We're $1,570 short for the month of August. And so it's an offertory day. Would you be the first one to call and say, yes, yes, I love the work of the gospel, and I need this straight teaching day by day? Would you call right now, 877-534-0780?
You can also give online by visiting nationalprayerchapel.com. That's nationalprayerchapel.com. You can give by a credit card there, but please do not go into debt to support this ministry.
Brother Kevin, any calls coming in? All right, let's put on.
Thine own blood and willing to have this great cleansing. All things I forgo, now wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, whiter than snow. Wash me.
Lord Jesus, we come on this offertory day asking you to bless each person who gives and each person who has given this month. For Lord, you know that we have no means of paying for this radio broadcast. It is by faith in your power and your presence, and we trust you to move in the hearts of your people to cover the cost. So Lord, we come asking today for this $1,570. Lord, we're already well along in the broadcast and not one call yet. But Lord, our eyes are on you. I trust you. You're the one who month by month has covered the cost of this radio broadcast. So Lord, would you please now move in the heart of your people to be generous and to give offerings to you for the work of the kingdom of God, for the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you. I pray in your name. Amen. Our goal is $1,570. We're waiting on you. Would you be prompt? Would you step forward and call and not wait until the end of the broadcast? We trust Jesus in this matter. We stand by faith that it will be totally covered. Thank you. If you'd like us to pray for you, you can also call
877-534-0780. Again, the number is 877-534-0780. And we received a letter some time ago asking for prayer for Charles Burke, for his heart and brain health. We'd love to hear what has happened with Charles, but let's pray now. Heavenly Father, some time ago we received this letter and we've not heard whether or not you have yet answered. So Lord, we continue to lift up this dear man who either he or somebody who listens to this broadcast on his behalf said, if I contact the National Prayer Chapel, they will pray for Charles Burke. So Father, we ask for complete and total healing in his heart and in his mind, in his brain, and that this man would be a glorious, holy testimony to you, Jesus, not just with his heart and brain, but with his soul, that he would have a changed life and be a powerful witness for you, even to the ends of the earth. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we know there are many today listening who desperately need a change in the way they're living. They know they are still walking in darkness, and you're inviting them today to come out into the light. Many whose hearts are filled with cynicism and anger, bitterness, Lord, would today be the day where they would surrender to you and utterly consecrate themselves to your work, Jesus. Lord, thank you. I pray in your name. Amen. Brother Kevin, any calls coming in? Let's put on another piece of music.
Last night as I was praying, faith stirred in my heart. I saw your face before me once again. The grace which you've rejected would soon subdue your heart. I saw the Lamb's book opening and then the seraphim flew down. On your head they placed the Spirit witness to my heart, you'd never be the same. As the angel with God's pen wrote down your name, the angel with God's pen wrote down. And truth refused to see. I saw you bow with tears on bended knee. The darkness bowed, you vanished, and light began to shine as Jesus softly whispered, you were mine. And the seraphim, the seraphim, the seraphim flew down. On your head they placed a golden crown. The Spirit witnessed to my heart, you'd never be the same. As the angel with God's pen wrote down your name, the angel with God's pen wrote down. Blessings you have wasted, God knows them all and more. Yet in His love and mercy, we'll restore not just a little portion, but fullness all in all. Your heart filled with rejoicing at His call. And the seraphim, on your head they placed a golden crown. The Spirit witnessed to my heart, you'd never be the same. As the angel with God's pen wrote down your name, the angel with God's pen wrote down.
This is an offertory day, and we thank the person who just gave $100, so we are now short $1,470. And we have a gentleman on the line, Stanley, who would like us to pray for him. Stanley?
Yes.
Welcome. You're on the air. What would you like to share, and how can we pray for you?
Okay. Well, I was in an accident around July 31st. And I lost everything from my knee down to my ankle on my right leg. And I won't be able to work for a while because it hurt so bad, the pain hurt so bad that I won't be able to stand and walk. And ask God, I will ask the Lord, y'all, to pray for me that I'll be able to walk again with strength and with courage and everything like that. Then I have another decision. I have a decision as far as like being a lawyer.
Stanley, Stanley, could you turn the radio off behind you?
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
go ahead.
Request to ask. I have a lawyer that was trying to dispute my case by being hit by the car. And I want the wisdom and the knowledge to find the right good lawyer to help you represent me in my case. Because right now they can't be able to find an action report for the action that happened on the 3rd, July 31st. And I've been calling the Virginia, the DMV, and they have not given me no report, anything like that. But I just want y'all to pray for me to behave, make the right decision and find the right lawyer to represent me in my case.
Okay. Stanley, are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
Are you walking clean with Jesus?
Well, I feel like I kind of like backside a little bit because I said I have a volunteer. He's a pastor, and he comes by and helps me out every day, and we pray a little bit now and then, but I've been backside from the Lord.
Okay, let's pray. Lord Jesus, Stanley needs your healing power, and he needs your wisdom and your direction. Lord, I ask now in faith that you would touch his body with healing power. I release, O God, your healing power into his body. And I ask that you would wash and cleanse any aspect of his heart that he is yet not consecrated to you, Jesus. And during this time when he's been recuperating, Lord, would you draw very close to him? And would you speak clearly to him that he would know exactly what decisions to make and what choices to make? So, Lord, today, he's come for your mercy. He's come for your healing. And we just speak life into his body. We speak wellness and healing in the name of our Lord Jesus and by your shed blood, Jesus. Thank you. I pray in your mighty name, by faith in your name. Amen.
Father, our brother Stanley has confessed to backsliding from you, and your word says that if any one of us errs from the way, and another brings him back to the truth, that you will save that man or woman, and that you will forgive their sins. Father, I ask that today that Stanley would be completely restored from his backsliding. I ask that any confession or restitution that needs to be made, Lord, that you would so put a desire in his heart that he would not be able to put it off any longer, but he would have to go today and get right with you and get right with anyone else in order to be right with you. So, Lord, I'm asking for a clear, clear testimony from Stanley that we would hear from him and he would say, yes, I am not backslidden anymore, but I am clean with Jesus and I am rejoicing in my Savior.
And I am healed.
And I am healed. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Hey, listen, I got a question to ask you. If there's any information or pamphlet that you have where you can write to me or send to me, I would appreciate that. And maybe I can click on it. Like I said, I don't work right now, but I'd like to donate maybe $50 to your charity or the organization if I could possibly do that.
You can do that by staying on the line and talking with Brother Kevin.
Okay.
Okay. God bless you. Please stay in touch and let us know. We know God is healing you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
This is an offertory day, and you're welcome to call right now. The number is 877-534-0780. 877-534-0780.
And if you would like us to pray with you, please call the same number, 877-534-0780. If you're thinking of calling, call right now. We only have about 14 minutes left in the broadcast.
And so we're right now $1,420 short of our goal. $1,420 is what we're still short. 877-534-0780. Brother Kevin, would you put on another piece of music? This is an offertory day for Pilgrim's Progress. I'm Ray Greenlee.
And I'm Alexandra Greenlee from the National Prayer Chapel.
And we're inviting you to joyously step forward and give to help make certain that this broadcast can remain on the air next month. We go month to month. And right now we are $1,420 short of being able to pay for the month of August. Would you help us? Do you care about the work of the kingdom of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ? If you do, would you call right now 877-534-0780? Brother Kevin, any more calls? Okay, put another piece of music on. We have 3 minutes left in this broadcast. A caller just called and made a $1,000 donation. An offering. That leaves us $420 that we're still short. I would like to be able to come tomorrow live and share many things that the Lord has been saying to us out of the Word. But this $420 has to be covered for the month of August. Would you give now quickly? Brother Kevin is there. We're in the last 2 minutes of the broadcast. Would you call right now, 877-534-0780? Or would you go online and give at nationalprayerchapel.com? Nationalprayerchapel.com.
Thank you to all of you who have given. Lord Jesus, we just praise you for this wonderful, wonderful gift. Lord, these donations that have come in today are such a grace and a kindness from you. Father, thank you that you've promised that each of these few have given will have a treasure in heaven. Lord, I ask that they would see that now with answered prayers and with the salvation and healing of those around them. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Lord, we love you and know that all things are possible for you. And we stand by faith. You promised you would carry this broadcast, and you are. With great sacrifice on the part of a few. But Lord, the many are not calling and giving. I don't understand why. Would you remove whatever offense is in their heart, that they would call now and give generously? In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. You've been listening to Pilgrim's Progress. I'm Ray Greenlee.
And I'm Alexandra Greenlee from the National Prayer Chapel.
You can call 877-534-0780 right now. For the next few minutes, Brother Kevin will be there. God bless you. We love you. We love Jesus Christ and his work and the gospel. We'll talk to you soon.
Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory.